what is a good ad? You know, what do you want to purvey? What do you want the customer to do? What do you want them to get them to do? Because I think that's a big dilemma. Yep. A lot of people, I know a lot of small businesses that, yeah, I do a lot of Facebook advertising. Yeah, I got a reach of 3,000 people. And then did it lead to any sales? Mm-hmm. And they say, no, but I got 3,000 reach. And that is great. But maybe the back end, the website wasn't as good as they want. So what tips can you give to like improve that thing? Because I think a lot of businesses, they miss out on that.
Sure. And there's a lot of what they call proxy numbers or numbers that are reported that don't maybe necessarily matter for a business. I think a lot of people can get stuck in reach and impressions. Like I reached 1 million people, but you're right. If there's no sales that happen, that's a problem. Facebook advertising is very different than any other form of advertising that's ever existed. And the reason for that is it's one-to-one, which means there's one person looking at that. So a billboard, right, is you put one thing out there and you just wait and you're just, I want people to see it again and again and again, and hopefully they'll eventually do it, right? With Facebook, you have the ability to have a conversation. You can interact with people. People can like or comment on your ads, which means if you have a really bad ad, people will be like, this ad's super lame. And they can comment on your ads. So there can now be interaction between them. In my book, I write about three things that every ad should try to do, which is to be engaging. I call it the three E's. Yeah. It should be engaging, where you're trying to talk to someone or have a conversation. Ask them their opinion. What do you think about ice cream or pizza? Or what is the all-time best, the very best pizza you've ever had in your life, right? Like I can begin a conversation with you about pizza. And if I'm a person that sells pizza, I'd be like, hey, oh, you think Pizza Hut is the best? Well, tell you what, you've never tried mine. Yeah. Like, come in and let me wow you with my pizza. I dare you to try it, right? Like, now you and I can have fun. Like, there's a conversation there. So being engaging is something there, or asking for my feedback. Being entertaining, like just doing something that makes people smile or laugh or have an emotion. You know, there's a lot that you can do there with entertainment, which is people generally like to be entertained. When they see something that they've never seen before, they're like, oh, this is what's going on. What's happening? This is exciting, or this is scary, or like, I want to know how this ends. It's a great story. And then the last one is educational. Try to teach people something that they didn't know before. And the best example of this that I've seen a lot on Facebook are cooking videos, right? You know, cooking videos 5 years ago used to be, you know, a 10 to 20 minute video of someone saying, here's how I'm putting all the ingredients together. Here, now we're going to put it in the oven. Now it's like 10 seconds and it's like eggs, milk, flour, chocolate chips. Here's your cookies, right? It's really quick, fast paced, but people love that. And I think that's something else to remember on Facebook is they're usually on mobile devices, which means they're not able to consume a lot of content. You know, generally people are on the go. They're moving around quickly. Facebook says the average amount of newsfeed that people go through is the size of the Statue of Liberty every day. So in terms of feet-wise, that's how much the average person on Facebook will go through a newsfeed, scrolling through content. So what that means is you've got to have short pieces of content that are really quick and fast. And you know, my ultimate word is value. Like if you're going to create an ad, the billboard days don't work very well on Facebook. Facebook will reward you if you are creating something of value for the people who are watching it. So if people are finding your ad valuable, where they're like say you're a plastic surgeon, I could put a billboard up that says, look, here's Brian's plastic surgeon business. But if I put a video, I'm like, here's the top three things you need to know about how to, if you're looking at plastic surgeons, you know, one, they need to be certified. Two, they need to have a clean office in an area. Or three, they need to, you know, check for if there's any issues for them or any claims they've been filed against them, right? Like that would be valuable to me if I was looking at going to a plastic surgeon. Those type of things people will stop and watch. And Facebook does a great job of being able to target people that watch, then you can then target people who watch those videos with other ads and follow up.